Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. Welcome back to the most emulated morning show on the internet. It's the Morning Power Hour. That was Tinashe with Bouncing.
Tinashe.
Tana.
I just like the way you destroy
Shaman on, ding dong.
It's cute.
All right, guys, it is time for Brunching with Bae. And I got
you guys.
My.
Hello. Hi.
You gonna shut your ass up and let me.
Sorry.
Hey, you gonna shut your ass up and let me go do my introduction.
Oh. But I'm getting double teamed now.
SOS. Sit your ass down there.
Somebody send help.
And modern people got we got Auntie Boo in the building. She's gonna come and talk about everything she did on the weekend. Shut your ass up. She gonna come down here and she's gonna talk about what she did over the weekend. And Brunching with me. I'll be going to eat everything. You don't never tell me about nothing.
I mean, you'll never be around.
Speaking of,
Uncle Willie, while you're here, this going to make you think about your girlfriend right here. I went to go do something this weekend.
I dropped the ball.
You want to know what I did?
What you did that weekend?
Let me let you listen to what I did. Ladies and germs, I'm going to play something for y'all real quick.
Yeah.
It's real nice. Enjoy. It's real nice. I think y'all going to like it.
Hey, what that is right there? Them violin, that's my girlfriend. That sound like my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You hear the violins. Okay. All right.
So that was one of Uncle Willie's girlfriend's cousins.
You talking about my girlfriend up there in New York City.
Yes, I went to an event called Candlelight Hip Hop Concert on Strings. Okay.
Yes. Oh, and
shout out to my girl Stacy. For
Shout
even
out Stacy.
Thinking about me to go to this amazing adventure. It was definitely different from what we are used to. Mm-hmm. But it was a nice chill vibe.
You say it was some black folks in there.
What?
Huh?
Listen, yeah. Shout out to the
Melanated community.
Because y'all showed up and showed out. And apparently, they have a neo soul one that's really very, very good. Yes.
Oh,
but it's always sold out. So we're going to have to catch it.
Definitely.
But they had three violinists. They had one, what's the big? Cello. One cello player and a drummer. Mm-hmm. And what's neat is they had the violinists playing with their fingers. Huh? To, like, so what they were saying is the lyrics of the song is being played with their fingers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you could hear the syllables of the song in right. their fingers. It was so dope.
That's dope.
It was so dope. But go ahead and talk about the drummer.
And the drummer
uh-huh.
was from nowhere other than Devo.
That is
yes.
right. That is right.
Duval in the building.
So
yeah.
the
yeah.
drummer.
Shout out.
The drummer was actually from Jacksonville. He came all the way here mm-hmm. to Winter Garden, Florida to perform two shows last night. And it was most amazing, guys.
Yes,
it
yes.
was. So big, big shout out. I would like to say, what song do you think that was that they were playing?
Oh, crap.
I think I told you already, but let's see
you
if
did.
You remember.
No, I forgot.
That I was Drunk in Love.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Watermelon.
Surfboard. Yeah. So,
yeah, it was nice.
Introductions, because I didn't even get to introduce.
Y'all know who I am.
My special co-host in the building, Miss Brown, Sugar Bay. Hit him with the horns. Yes.
We 10 minutes in and I'm just now saying
It'd be like that.
So anyway, yes. If you've never gone to one of the strings candlelight concerts, it's actually a nice vibe. It's really, really, really laid back. And the trippy thing about it is now
it's trippy, man.
Here's keep note, these are not real candles, ladies and germs.
No.
They had over 3,000 candles lit Sheesh. In that building. It was not one real light on. It was amazing.
Oh, so that was all by
it
the...
It was all candlelight.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you were ready for your seat, there was somebody standing next to the chair that you was going to sit in holding up a candle.
Mm-hmm.
When you walked in, they had, like, 1,000 candles, like, in an entryway. And they asked you, what section do you sit in? And they... direct you to where you're supposed to go. It was so sexy.
If we hosted an event like that, that'd be
listen,
dope.
The
that'd
whole
be real
venue,
dope.
The whole venue was dope. And okay. Yes, I would love to do a candlelight party
oh, yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
BKS candlelight party coming up soon.
Okay.
Ha!
So if you guys have never heard of the candlelight concerts, look them up. They are apparently in like 100 and something cities out here.
Really?
Across the globe.
And
yeah, so
what's crazy, that was my first time ever hearing about it.
Yeah, mine too.
That's crazy.
And then what's crazy is one of the groups that I'm in on Facebook, My Black Orlando, shout out to y'all.
Yes. Let me go.
They was having a whole conversation about it this morning.
Really?
Yeah, saying how dope it is and saying how, again, talking about the neo-soul one mm-hmm. and how they wish they would have been able to go to the neo-soul, but... we're definitely going to check that out together. The drinks were pretty good. They were cheap. And the tickets weren't too expensive. I think Stacey paid about, I think on the ticket it says 65. Okay. I don't know if that's 65 per ticket or if it's 65 for two. Mm-hmm. But we sat up close. Like, we weren't like in the first two or three rows, but we was like
was
in
close
the fourth and the fifth row.
Okay.
So,
okay.
you know, and I'm short, so I couldn't see, but they had it lit up and it was dope. Head. Look, and the black melon, and then let me tell you this, okay? I was underdressed.
I told you,
I
listen.
I was underdressed.
See, people.
I was underdressed.
Hear me out. Women, listen to your husband, okay? If your husband says, baby, get dressed up, go out and have some fun. That means get dressed up, go out and have some fun.
But ladies, you know when you hit your girl up and you be like, it. Girl, what you wearing? She said, I'm wearing some jeans and a tank top. So I put on jeans and a tank top.
If your friend jumped off the bridge, would you jump off the bridge with
anyway,
him?
Anyway,
thank you,
ladies
kindly.
And gentlemen, y'all was looking sexy
yes.
in that thing. But you know what I think that they were doing? What you
broke
your damn
broke
butt.
My button. There we go, I got it.
So look, I think this is if you ever want to go to a place like this, I would say let that be your pregame spot. Mm-hmm. So get you and a group of your friends, you go, you get drinks there, and then you leave from there and you go to whatever party that's after, because we were done at 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
back home by 9.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
that's a dope thing to do Little, if yeah. you want a pregame. They had a 7 o'clock show and then they had a 9 o'clock show. So both of them are perfect to pregame with your people mm. and then head to whatever spot y'all gonna kick it at.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, if they come back we are definitely going, and we taking a group with us because they did a lot of West Coast. They did a lot of
From the videos, there was a lot of West Coast. I like that.
They did Eminem. They did Jay-Z.
Tupac.
Tupac.
Listen. White people. It's Pac.
Yes.
Like, just think about P-O-C or P-O-C-K. Pac.
Yeah.
Pac. And not Pac.
Listen, you could have heard everybody in there saying Tupac.
Right.
Because, see, what they did was each person had to tell which medley they were going to do. Mm. And real quick, special shout out to the cello lady, I think.
The cello lady.
Is this the cello? What is this? What's the big one?
Yeah.
Okay. So she did the Lauryn Hill medley.
Listen.
She did a Lauryn or a Fugees Lauryn Hill, whatever you want to call it. She did a medley and she had a solo. Yes. She did Zion.
Yeah, I be hitting notes.
Listen, she did it. She did it. It was really dope. But go ahead, say what you was gonna say.
Killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with
it. Shit, we can take the Fugees place at this point. Look, the concert is not canceled, y'all. We're gonna be taking the Fugees place. We just need a third member.
I know we had y'all drawn in.
We just need a third member.
I bet everybody got quiet. They was like, wait a minute. Is he really saying?
Are they playing? No, that's all. That's us.
They not like us.
Look, and again, special shout out last to the people at the place because they did the whole history of the Kendrick and Drake beat.
Really?
They played the songs that Kendrick and Drake was in together back in 2010.
I think
they played Passion Fruit. And it was another one that they played, and they was like, they didn't play They Not Like Us.
They can't.
They didn't play it. So they did have the history. They was like, you know, these guys were on songs together, big hits together, such as XYZ. And then they said, fast forward to 2024. Now they have one of the biggest rap beats.
They got the same agenda.
So it was dope, y'all. If you ever get a chance, again, they are called the Candlelight Concerts, and they have neo soul, they have R&B, they have hip hop, they have country, they have pop. So any genre of music that you like, it's only like five or six different people that come from classical. They say they come from, it's an actual school that they go to.
Oh.
And after the school, then they branch out and do stuff like this. Okay. So it's pretty dope. If you do play an instrument, this is a great thing for you to try out. If you're trying to make a little money, just go rent out a hall and just do covers. Because that's literally all they did. So I would definitely say 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Great date night. Great pregame spot. Do it.
Yeah, definitely. And we also went to a soca party. Segway into our break song.
Hey, so as you guys know,
Carnival.
Miami Broward Carnival is right around the corner. Shout out to Revo Nation.
Yes, shout out to Revenation.
That's the band we playing with, y'all. We are number 15 on the road. If you don't know what that means, let me tell you real quick.
On the road all day.
That means that we are number 15 out of 18 bands that will be out there. Okay? So we're going to be on the parade route all day long. And I am here for it. So please believe, if you ain't following us... If you ain't following us on social media, you need to be because it's going down. It's baby's first year playing.
I'm going in.
We doing this. We going to a couple parties. Mm-hmm. Then we going to do the main event on Sunday. It's going down, people. So make sure you tapped in.
Boom, boom, boom. There we go. Welcome back to the Morning Power
Hour. Y'all can sit down now.
Yeah. Shout out to Patrice Roberts, man.
I know you enjoyed that.
That was a dope song. That was dope. I like that song. That was
Look,
dope.
It speaks to my spirit.
Therapy
okay?
is kind of dog. Take me back.
It is. I'm telling you. Now, you were, before we went to the break, we were talking about the cooler fete that we went to.
Yes.
We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Just a little bit. I was dutty.
It was called Paint.
Paint
Wars?
Huh?
Was it called Paint Wars?
Paint Wars, yes.
Yeah, so Paint Wars, it was Powerline HD, of course.
Shout out to Powerline HD, man. Boz OD.
Shout out to Ballhead James.
Ballhead James, my dog.
He is always with
point.
The visuals. You hear me?
That's the cameraman for
Listen,
sure.
Listen, if you ain't never been to a party and you look at one of his videos, you're gonna
it's
going to
make you want
to
go. It's going to make
so
you want to go.
So make sure y'all follow Ballhead James.
Go
if
follow
you're ever
Ballhead
in Orlando
James.
Area, make
yes.
sure you tap in to one of the events because he will be there, okay? And he gonna make sure he get all of the candid images, okay?
All of them.
Okay, so if you ain't supposed to be there, then don't be there.
Exactly.
Because you gonna be on camera, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
But we gonna go ahead and slide into some bedroom candy real quick.
Yeah.
So today, we keeping it PG
on a jet, private jet.
And we are staying on the candy coated side today.
Okay.
What's
okay.
candy coated, you say?
Ooh.
Yes, Candy Burris has makeup.
Sexy makeup. Yeah.
Because makeup is sexy.
Yeah.
She wants you to not only feel good, but look good too.
Yes, definitely.
So, with that being said, we gonna start this week off with the heartbreak. Ooh. Candy's Beats bundle.
Lift your mic, baby.
Oh, put it in my mouth. Mm.
See, yeah. I had to put that mic in her mouth.
The kids in school, right? Okay,
kids
cool.
Kids in school.
So the Heartbreaker Candy's Beats bundle it's actually a pretty dope kit that I might check out. But it comes with a bronzing powder in Romantic. Romantic is the color. Luminous Illuminating Powder in Climax. Edge Lip Liner. Edge Lip Liner in Hot Tamale. Satin Lipstick in Heartbreaker. And my favorite, Luster Liquid Metal Eyeshadow in Voyager. Luster Liquid Metal Eyeshadow in Voyager.
That sounds like I want to lick something. So let me lick ya.
So it's a pretty dope makeup set, guys. Y'all know I'm still getting into makeup, so we will probably have to get this set, and I'm gonna be an influencer and do a video.
Do it too, baby. Listen, I can just say I appreciate you for not doing like the cake face makeup.
Listen, I'm not doing that. Oof. You ain't gonna have me look. You ain't gonna have me looking like I am in a Tyler Perry movie. Just, you're not gonna have me looking like I'm in a Tyler Perry.
That the more the mortician makeup.
You're not gonna have me looking like that, okay? They be orange, y'all. They be so orange. But anyway, so this makeup will not have you looking orange.
Learn your shades.
Okay. But anyway, you can have this set for $111.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, that's...
That means you need it.
Come on now.
If you are a numbers girly, then that number was for you.
Angel numbers.
You need to hit me up.
Better quit playing.
Okay. You need to hit me up so you can get your Heartbreaker Candy's Beats bundle. Okay.
There you go.
So
that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for $100, you get lip liner, lipstick. You get the luster.
The lickable liquid.
It is not lickable.
Luster.
So it's in the fall is coming up. These are great fall colors for you to go ahead and start experimenting with. Keep that damn pumpkin spice where it at.
Ugh.
It is not October yet.
Keep the pumpkin spice over there.
Okay, we good on that.
With the vanilla bean.
Yeah, we
right?
good. It ain't October yet. I want my margaritas until October 1st.
Right. That part. We still in summertime.
Okay.
Good.
So next, going down the list. Now we going to go back to them heels and them elbows, y'all.
Ooh.
Okay. So Bedroom Candy or Candy Coated has body butter, whipped body butter called Nourish. Whipped.
You got to.
Nourish your skin with our all-natural body butters designed to enhance designed to enhance your pampering experience from head to toe. Our thick...
feet.
I said thick and you said feet. Our thick feet.
Thick ass feet.
Our thick, rich emollients absorb instantly, providing moisture. Providing moisture to areas of the body that are prone to dryness.
Sweet. Y'all remember Candy Crush?
I don't want to remember Candy Crush.
I hated that era.
Excuse me. Effective on the driest of skin. So if you live in Florida, this is for you. Effective on the driest of skin, but gentle enough for use as a deep moisturizing facial cream. Fortified with argan oil. Y'all, argan oil is the best.
I love argan oil. Okay. Listen, argan oil, grapeseed oil.
Yes.
Shout out.
And
salute.
So it has fortified with argan oil, hemp seed oil, and shea butter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, yeah. I love shea butter.
What you do is you get a little bitch, you put some in the middle of your hand, and you massage it wherever you want it to go.
Yeah,
okay, so the available scent for an 8-ounce container is 1001 Nights, an earthy, spicy, exotic fragrance that will ensure 1000 nights of enjoyment.
Okay.
Island Escape, which is one of my favorite scents by Bedroom Candy. A summery tropical fragrance with notes of coconut water, citrus, and vanilla.
Come on, ladies, drink water and mind your business.
Tropical guava. Sweet, fruity, and tropical, this scent blends delicious guava and blackberry fragrances.
Okay, I like that.
And last but not least, Wild Child.
Wild Child.
An uplifting fragrance.
Wait, what's the name of it again?
Wild Child.
Yeah.
Y'all, I walk right into it. An uplifting fragrance infused with white tea and ginger to celebrate your inner wild child.
Okay. Okay,
so
I like
for
that.
An 8-ounce container, you can get that for
$25. $25.
Listen.
Stop playing.
And you can use it 1,001 times.
Your
I dare you
feet
to count.
Is worth
your feet
$25.
And your weenus.
Dollars.
Your weenus.
Not the weenus.
Y'all know what that is?
Oh, yes. Please rub your... Put that crack butter on your weenus,
y'all,
all right?
Y'all know what a weenus is?
You don't know what you don't know what the weenus is?
So here is your lesson. Your morning power hour lesson of the
day.
Yeah. The weenus is... Lift your arm up. Make a curl. Touch your shoulder. And touch that little meat.
That little meat right on the tip
your
of your elbow.
That is a weenus.
It's called the weenus.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You ladies... cannot forget to moisturize
that part them black ass elbows. Okay. Come on. Stop.
Exfoliate the weenus. Okay. And this will help you exfoliate your weenus.
You can always tell who be leaning on this.
Okay. Or sitting down all day just going like this.
Sitting down all day.
What you doing? What you doing? Y'all hear? What you doing? Drop that heavy ass arm down and just rest that big ass head up. What you doing? Huh? What you doing? Y'all, make sure you moisturize the weenus, okay? $25.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What you doing?
Make sure you moisturize that weenus. On that note, we gonna go ahead and
hit them
slither.
Sweet potato elbows, nigga.
We gonna go ahead and slither.
We gonna slither, slips.
Slips. So we gonna moisturize ourselves right into the
Mid-Morning Pappas.
Y'all don't try to cancel us, okay? We'll be back next week. Okay. So, and I'm out.
Okay. You better rub on it. You better rub it at.
Y'all know how y'all rub y'all meat when y'all season your meat and you rub the meat. Make
you
sure you get that weenus elbows. Just like that.
Rub that weenus. Rub that weenus. Oh my God. All right, we're going to slide into the Mid-Morning Pyramids right
here. I'm going
to
moisturize my weenus. So I don't talk about y'all. Can't have y'all out here talking about me while I'm talking about y'all, okay?
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ.
Are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.